Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the March 7th meeting of Orrville City Council. This evening will be led in prayer by Pastor Brad Dews. Would everyone stand, please?
Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, for the city and for these gifted leaders who oversee the affairs of this great town. And so I pray your blessing upon them. I thank you, Lord, for the unity of this council and its leadership. And, Lord, in a season of politics that is really ugly, it is good to see brothers and sisters who can get along. And so I praise you for that tonight. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful time of the year and for the season that's coming. And, Lord, we just commit it to you, thanking you, Lord, for each and every day that you give us, for it is indeed a gift from you. And so now, Lord, I pray for your blessing upon this meeting. Give wisdom, I pray, to each and every one. And, Lord, I just thank you again for the awesome opportunity to bring this meeting before you. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Roll call, please.
Shue.
Here.
Wilson.
He's excused.
Vance.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis.
Here.
Portman.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of our minutes from the February 16th meeting. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Mr. Vance.
I move we adopt the minutes of the February 16th meeting.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Larson.
Vance.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Korfman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shue.
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Spiras.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is one thing on the docket tonight. It's Resolution 716. And it's our first reading for the 2016 final appropriations. All of council should have got their booklets, appropriation booklets, this past week. And so we'll be up to first reading, and I will just remind all of council that we will have a workshop and a special meeting, council workshop, and the second reading for this same Resolution 716, 2016 final appropriations on Monday, March 14th at 7 o'clock immediately after the utility board meeting. And then third reading at our next regular council meeting. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to utilities. Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report.
Thank you. Health and safety. Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Health and Safety Committee hasn't met. But we did get some good news that our fire department has received a grant to help defray the costs of the new Marks radio system that many of the departments in the county are going to be moving to. And so it just is a good example of cooperation among the various departments and the county commissioners that allowed our department to be a part of receiving that grant money. So it will be just the expenditure for the police department will be the last part that we'll be working on. But anyway, I'm sure Mr. Wheeler will have more information about that, but just wanted to note that. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson is not here this evening. We'll move to transportation. Mr. Shute.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report tonight.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two items tonight. Number one, I'd like to mention that our employee of the month for March is Matt Jones from the Water Department. Matt is a water plant operator, too, and has worked for the utilities for over 8 years now. His job is to operate the plant and analyze water samples in the laboratory and make sure the city of Oroville has a good supply of safe, high-quality water. Matt lives in Mount Eaton along with his wife and three children. In his spare time, Matt enjoys working on home improvements and traveling to visit family that lives out of state. And we have not yet figured out when we're going to eat lunch, but that will be coming up in the next week or so. Secondly, I'd like to just mention last Friday, Captain Burke Beck and I met with a concerned citizen, Audrey Sauer, and Nanya Stallnaker from 180 organization. Our conversation mostly centered around the drug and alcohol abuse problems in our county and also in Oroville. We talked about many things that are being done to combat those problems and deal with those problems. Some things were things that we're doing that our police department's doing that they were not aware of, so that was kind of good news for them. We also found out some things that are available to us through the 180 organization that maybe we weren't aware of. Basically, we're hoping that all of these organizations can, you know, even work more together than we have already to try and combat the problems. And one thing that was brought out from that meeting was the fact that the TIP 411 program that Chief Croza, we've had that for what, a year now?
Since May of 14.
Okay, so longer than that. A lot of people still don't seem to be aware of that, even though we have it posted as many places as we can. I know we've talked about it at council meetings before, but so I want to bring that up just to remind people. This is a program that is totally anonymous, and in fact, from what Captain Burke Beck said, there's no way that you can actually even find out who made a call.
That's correct.
Right. So it is totally anonymous, but if you suspect some kind of suspicious behavior in your neighborhood, and that can be any kind. It could be, you know, you think maybe somebody's trying to break into somebody's house or suspected drug activity, call. I can't tell you how many times I've had people tell me about things like that, and I say, well, did you call the police? Well, no. Well, you know, the police can't be everywhere every day, every minute of the day. So please call. And again, this is TIP 411. It's anonymous. If you think something like that's going on in your neighborhood, make that call and help us all try and combat these kind of problems. And so we'll be meeting again with that group and try and come up with some other things too. We're very committed to, you know, hitting this problem head on as much as we can and try to put a dent in it. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll move to our Safety Service Director. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The compost center is going to open Wednesday, April 6th. Those hours are the same as they have been in the past, 7:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m., and then 12:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. We also will have Saturday hours from 8 a.m. to noon. Northeast Ohio Gas is going to be doing some work in Marsh Ridge, Phase 2 along Terrapin and Sunnyview Drive, so I urge folks to avoid that area if you can. And as Mr. Vance mentioned, we did receive word that we've received a state fire marshal grant for $49,000. This was part of a combination of municipalities and villages that applied for the grant from Arch Radios. This does put a dent in the purchase for the fire department. It allows us to purchase 16 radios. We'll need more than that, obviously, for our department. But we do have a FEMA grant still pending, and there's potential for some other grant money out there still as well, so we'll continue to work on that. And that's my report for tonight.
Thank you. We will move, Mr. Brediger isn't here. We'll move to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance department has initiated several pieces of legislation that are on the agenda tonight, so I'll address those as they come up. Also, prior to tonight's meeting, I did distribute the fund balance report for the period ending January 31st, 2016. Some of the funds look a little unusual this month with regard to net income. Most of that is simply a timing issue or the nature of the fund. So if you have any questions on that, feel free to give me a call. And I would just ask for a motion to approve that report subject to audit.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Corkman.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you.
We will move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. This evening, I have no report either, and we have no old business. So we will move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Mr. President.
Yes, ma'am.
The physical officer certificate for Ordinance B-16 is on file.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Larson.
Okay. Ordinance number B-16. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ordinance number B-16. An ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of $400,000 in notes in anticipation of issuance of bonds for the purpose of paying costs of improving the municipal water system by the acquisition and construction of improvements to that system, including, but not limited to, the development of a new well field, extending raw water mains to that well field, constructing a building and a booster station in connection therewith and improving the site thereof, upgrading the control system at the water plant, increasing the capacity of and otherwise improving the upgrading existing raw water mains, installing additional pumping capacity and water mains, upgrading existing water mains, and otherwise improving that system, together with all necessary appurtenances thereto, and declaring an emergency.
You got by the big word.
Wow. That was one sentence.
I didn't hear that. Could you repeat that?
Any questions or comments? Mr. Britt, yes, ma'am.
I can make a few comments about that, sir. This is the same note that council has seen for many years. This note was originally issued in 2008, as was mentioned, to finance quite a few different water utility projects. It's been rolled over every year. Last year we rolled it over for $800,000. We are going to make a payment in April for $400,000, which is why we're reissuing at $400,000, and we do anticipate paying off this loan next April. The ordinance before you, though, allows for the notes to mature 1 year from the issuance date. There is a section that defines the interest parameters in Section 3. After passage by council, this gives the water utility the option to take these notes to private sale or take to market, whichever is more advantageous for the utility. If you recall, the last few years that we have worked with the county to negotiate the sale of this note, they are interested in it again. It works well for both of us. So after this is passed by council, that will be the first option we'll pursue. It doesn't have to be passed this evening. We can handle this up to 90 days before the expiration. It just gives us a little more time to negotiate, and if we have to move to market, give us time to do that.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions? Yes, sir.
So I'll add to Ms. Strumlin's comments. This note will, if all goes well, will be retired in 2017.
That is the plan.
And we're trying to keep, again, the note local to the county.
Yes.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Yeah, this action alone cuts the debt in half on this note, so it's pretty substantial and very quick moving.
Yes.
Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Horfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes. I move ordinance number B-16 be adopted as written.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Horfman?
Yes.
Resolution number 616. I move that this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Spear.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Horfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes. Resolution number 616, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts for engineering services for the 2016 OPWC Concrete Reconstruction Project, Church Street, Crown Hill Road, North Elm Street, Hostetler Road, Lynn Drive, North Mill Street, East Oak Street, and Sunset Drive, and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Mr. Wheeler, do you have anything for us there?
Thank you, Mr. President. We did receive word from the Ohio Public Works Commission that we're going to receive a $400,000 grant this year. We do plan to use that to continue on with our concrete street reconstruction. The list of streets that Mr. Morrison just named, we do intend to target. Some of those, like North Mill, there's a very small stretch on there, very, very small. Post-Stetler, we'll re-examine. After last year, we actually thought we were in pretty good shape. There might be a small stretch in there to hit, but most of it will be focused on Crown Hill. There's some on Church that we've sort of been pushing off as well, that if you've been on Church lately, you may notice. Unfortunately, it's gotten a little worse this past winter. Small stretch at the end of Lynn Drive before you get to Brenfield right there as well. But most of the money will be focused on Crown Hill again, North Elm, and of course Church as well, and the rest probably smaller projects.
Anyone have any questions for Mr. Wheeler? Yes, sir.
Mr. Wheeler, on Church Street, that's the area between the church and Smith Dairy and that block?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And there's another Ella intersection actually been holding water, which is causing some issues there, so there'll be some work there as well.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Wheeler, is this resolution just for the engineering?
Just for the engineering, yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll see another resolution.
Correct.
A couple months or so.
This is just to get us trucking with the engineering to get us going.
So this is $25,000?
This will even be less. This might actually be under the bidding limits, but we wanted to bring it to you so it didn't hold us down.
Okay. And this is to support the... I think it's just about $1 million we have for...
It will be $1 million project. We'll have $400,000, which will be OPWC grant dollars.
All right, and then $600 out of the capital.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have any questions? Yours.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corfield.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Horfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
I move resolution number 616 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Horfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Schuh?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Resolution number 716, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Schuh?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution number 716, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2016, and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Questions? Comments?
I can make a few comments.
Thank you.
These are our final appropriations for 2016. There were a few changes from the 2016 budget that we prepared last June. On both the tax-supported and the enterprise funds, we made changes for contractual wage increases and modifications to the capital project allocations. Also on the utility side, there were changes for the working capital transfer and some allocations for a few specific customer projects that were requested. On the tax-supported side, we made some grant changes and also made allocations for revenue sharing that we can discuss at our workshop on the 14th, immediately following the utility board meeting. And this legislation will need to go the full three readings.
Anyone have any questions or comments for Ms. Tremlin? Seeing none, that completes our new business. We now are ready for Mr. Scott from the Service Department to present his annual report.
So I'm not sure if it's procedural. You know what I mean? If it has to be. I just don't know. Or you make a public comment for the good negotiator. Workshop. Well, but she normally advertises it. And if she would have it, it's next week. But if she would have advertised it, we'll hear it.
Maybe it doesn't have to be before
the workshop. Yeah.
So maybe it could be before the workshop. So if they have the chance to adjust whatever said for the workshop, and then they can pass it off.
Yeah. It really doesn't make any sense if it's in front of because she doesn't give it a portion to spend. So I don't know why they'd have a public hearing.
I don't remember all of that.
I know one of them.
How long do I have?
How long? 10 minutes.
It's up to you. It's your money.
10 minutes.
3 or 4 minutes? 3 or 4 minutes?
Gee, see, I'm being generous. I gave you 10.
3 or 4 minutes. Oh, 10.
Did I give them? I like 10. I saw that. I remember the swimming pool picture.
Ready when you are. I'm all set. Okay. My name is John Scott. I'm the superintendent of the Service Department, and I was given the 2015 annual report for the City of Oroville Service Department. The first slide that we have up here is kind of a slide that we put together, not only just to show some of the people that are in our seasonal department, but I would like to thank all the guys I work with and Ms. Amber for helping me putting this together. We actually have about 35 total people that we hire for seasonal help. 29 of them are high school, college. We also have a couple of teachers in there and about 6 retirees that we hire for seasonal help to help us mow. The first slide here has our just some general information on it. The Lacey Service Center, the buildings that we do there is our cleaning, the grounds, mowing, even that we have around that. The maintain the grounds itself, again, is that storage, the spoil pile that we end up with some of our projects, and where we put our spoil. Instead of making small loads to get rid of the spoil pile, we make one big pile and haul it in a big truck to save less trips for that one. The last part is our training and safety meetings that we have. We have a little over 500 hours, as you can see. We have a safety meeting, training meeting every payday. They can last anywhere from a half hour to a couple hours. Even this last week, we had our first aid to catch back up on that, and it lasted a little longer than even that we expected. Our next picture here talks about our street maintenance, the street repairs that you have and you see there, the normal ones that we have, patching potholes, the tears that you see in things, repairing grass, stuff like that. The crack seal program, we actually put down 22,000 pounds of crack seal this year to maintain those. Again, with our crack seal program, the objective behind that is to seal it, seal the top of it so when water and snow and everything hits it, it runs to the curb. Instead of going through the street, it actually goes off the street into the catch basins. Sign work, there's a new program out for the reflectivity of our signs. The signs actually had to be increased in size, plus to be able to be seen at night with retroflectivity that goes with that one. This next slide here shows some of the basin and tile that we have that goes around. The one on the lower right was out on Schrock Road. It actually, the bells separate, the tile gets to be that old. They moved, the bells separate, you end up with a sinkhole with that one. The one on the lower left was Ella Street. A number of people saw the one on Ella Street. There's about a 36-inch line that runs through diagonally under Ella Street. That comes basically the whole way from the south end of Orville and goes through under by Dravenstadt's over on High Street. And that's part of it that was going through with that program there. The infamous Main and High Street truck route, our part of it was to remove some trees and put up some new traffic lights. We actually put up new, not our part wasn't the traffic lights, our part was the street lights, sorry. We actually put up two new street lights there at that intersection. To do that, through that whole program, we did get some of the older material, some of the traffic boxes, the old traffic lights and stuff like that, for pieces and parts. Fuel consumption basically breaks down to an average through the year of being about $2 a gallon. Both unleaded and diesel broke down to about the same price. A little give or take a couple pennies was about $2 a gallon for both of it. Vehicle and equipment maintenance. Our department services fire trucks, police cruisers, police department, all of our service department, which is basically streets, parks, and the cemeteries. We service everything from a weed eater up to the big ladder truck in the fire department. Anything in there basically comes through our garage. Again, you can see the different breakdown and the different price costs for each one, whether it was for the street department, fire department, or the police department. Mosquito control, if you look at the mosquito control, the program was a little more last year than we had. This year is probably going to be real comparable because of the mosquitoes that are out there. There's actually a new line of mosquitoes coming through this year that we're working on and trying to get ahead of as well. So the cost for this year will probably be comparable to what it was last year. Again, there's an adult society program and a larvicide program, and we're trying to make sure that we stay in front of it with some larvicide that we're even getting ready to do probably next month. The herbicide control is a new one that we're working with. Basically, between the ball fields, the new ash garden, which we'll touch on here in a little bit, some of the herbicide that we're contracting out to make sure that the ball fields and the cemetery kind of stays a little more beautiful and less weeds in them. Tree work, one of those infamous projects that we have. Again, a number of the trees, most of the trees that we took down by all means were ash trees. All of us know what's going on with the ash borer that's around. Of the 46 that were removed, I believe probably close to 38 of them, 39 of them were ash trees that we had taken down. The other ones, a number of the other ones that we removed, a couple of those were struck by lightning in the park, and you'll see that slide coming up here in a little bit. Again, planted 36. The trimming that we're always going on, and trimming trees to keep them back off of the streets. This is kind of a new slide we have going. As you look at this and the cost for the 2015, there's a additional cost in this that really isn't to show there. We did get a grant. Kristen Inslee got us a grant, and the grant was actually for almost $16,000. So if you take the $16,000 off of the cost you see there, it brings it right back down to about $26,000, which puts us right back in the norm that we usually do for our compost center. Not a whole lot new going on. The grant got us new signage, as you can see there, put up a new fence, two new gates, and actually got the driveway going in chip and sealed. This next slide shows some of the stuff that we have coming going in, our incoming compost. About 265 yards, cubic yards of compost coming in, yard waste, garden, all those things like that. Again, used oil. The city of Oroville, our department, will take all the used oil you want to bring us. We burn it in our oil burner, and it heats our garage. When we don't have used oil, we have to go back to the gas that's there. So we will take all the used oil that the public wants to bring us. Leaf pickup, we had a really good year for leaf pickup. It was a nice dry season. The guys were out most every day, all day long, as opposed to fighting the freezing and all the things and trucks freezing up that we had done the year before. Not too many more days that were involved in it, but we were out pretty much all day long throughout that season. Salt tonnage, again, almost 1,200 tons of salt is what we purchased. That's just pretty much the norm for us anymore. It's about in there. This year won't be quite that much. There's a minimum we have to purchase, and that will probably be what we hit for our minimum for salt for this year. Again, this slide was taken up next to Fire Station 2 as they were working on the cemetery up on Crown Hill. Our parks. Kind of a general slide and telling what goes on at our park, whether it's mowing, the ball field maintenance of either one of the hall, Schmidt Hall or Heller Hall. The playground maintenance is one of those things that we try and make sure we stay in front of. Our parks are busy as they can be. Most everybody in Oroville knows that throughout the year. Once they open up and ball season starts, there's a lot of people in our parks. 4th of July is one of those things. We thank the fire department and the Firemen's Association for all the work that they do with that. We try and help as much as we can, as much as they need, but by all means, they take care of that pretty much by themselves. This next one was Lenore Street pipe. The reason we put it in there, it was one of the meanest groundhogs you ever met. Just about where, at the bottom on the right, where you see the gravel here at the bottom, goes a mean groundhog right there. And he had to find a new home, so he was just upset about it. Pool, again, the pool we put in here lists the number of the things, the basic maintenance, the different aspects of our pool, whether it's lessons or cleaning, whatever it may be. We have the different costs in here. for that. I do want to thank the pool staff. They also help with doing the movies and the concerts at Ream. They pretty well take care of that. They clean the restrooms through the summer, through the 4th of July, and all of that. Pool staff takes care of that for us, just so that we kind of recognize them in a special way. They are busy for the 4th of July. Ream Pavilion. Again, the performances, we had 5 performances there, 3 movie nights. We would like to thank Ms. Jean Galt for all the work that she does with that. The issue being there, didn't have a whole lot of cost as far as what we had last year. Coming up soon, we will have some more stuff for some maintenance on the on Ream itself, and we can deal with that one as it comes through at us. Cemetery. Again, the normal things that go on at our cemetery, as far as the mowing, burials, and foundations. The mowing, we had burials. We actually had 59 burials. 50 of them would be a regular burial. 9 of those were ash burials. We had 38 foundations that went in, and this was in the cemetery itself. Next slide talks about the grounds. Again, the cost, as you see in 2015, looks like it's low, but if you add those two together, it's closer to the $40,000 that's about the norm for what we do in the cemetery. Those two different projects. The cemetery water line, all of the old metal water line that we band-aid every spring when we turn the water back on, we put in almost 1,600 foot of water line last year. We're looking to put in almost that same amount this year, to see how much of that metal water line we can get rid of and replace with that. The top one is our new dirt storage building. It's out next to Section 11, basically out in the west edge of the cemetery. The lower right picture shows the infamous stream that comes through after a good rain that goes through into the detention basin. The next one is the ash garden that we have going on, the project that we started last year. Still isn't quite finished. The picture in the middle shows the gazebo is there. We are looking to put concrete around the outside edge of it for a walkway the whole way around it. We had a slight change in our plans as we were building it and had to make some changes, but it's going to turn out and it's going to be just as nice as we really thought it was going to be. It's got a new blacktop parking lot, concrete sidewalks to go the whole way up to it. And you can see some of the different projects the guys had from laying out the lots to all of that. Again, there's 852 total lots on the east side of that. That was basically half of what we have in the ash garden. A dozen of them have been sold, and I believe we have one there already. Question?
Yeah, John, this might be a silly question, but have you heard any indications with the summer coming of any threats to this area with the Zika virus?
We have. Again, that is one of those things that we have. Haven't heard it, definitely or particularly to our department or our area here. Again, one of those things we're just trying to stay in front of. The only way you can get it is by mosquitoes. If we can get in front of it and deal with the larva sighting, make sure that we can get into catch basins and all the areas with water, we can do that one as well as maintain it with our adult sighting program that we have. Through the summertime, we usually spray the whole town once a week is what we've been trying to do. I would encourage for those that are out there to make sure that they, if they have a wet area, tires, bird baths, anything, old pools, that are out in yards that have stagnant water or just a water puddle, if they can try and get rid of those, it will definitely help us and help them deal with the mosquitoes that are out there throughout the year. It's the easiest way we can try and do it. We as a city will be doing everything we can. Have not heard anything about it in any particular area as far as that Zika virus is. We're just trying to make sure we stay in front of it.
John, I think also along with the standing water, is people's gutters on their house, a lot of times they're full and those things are full of water most of the summer.
Yes. Anything with a standing water, again, gutters is a good catch by the mayor.
John, are all the ash trees that were affected gone now?
Oh, no. Oh, no. We started with about 300 of them. The park, the lower park, still has hundreds of ash trees that are there. Some of them aren't inspected as much as others. We have a number that are on the streets that actually have some residents that are trying to save them, and they are maintaining them. We as the city will not maintain those ash trees, but some of the residents are trying to save their ash trees, and it is what they would like to try and do. We are not, as a city, going to try and do that. We cannot afford that. Again, the ash borer will go through, and anything that's there, the ash trees will be gone.
Thanks, John. On the ash garden, the gazebo, why did we keep the railing so high off the ground?
Okay, well, let me see if I can back up to that. As you see the railing up there, again, this was one of those things that we had. When we initially started the gazebo, we were going to mount it to the pad, a 6-inch concrete pad. When we started building it, we found out the county won't let us do that anymore because of the size of it. The size is bigger than we're allowed to mount straight to a concrete pad. So we actually had to cut the concrete and mount the poles into the ground, actually 4 foot into the ground, because of the size of the gazebo. So that's what that is. Once we get the concrete back in there, the whole way around it, the spindles will be lowered back down to the ground. So it will, the spindles will be down even with the concrete.
At a normal height.
At a normal height. Good question.
Do you want to track from a safety side total recordable rates and possible workdays?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Do we track total recordable rate, lost workday for injuries?
We do. That is handled, again, by Mr. Ballantyne. Okay. And we do have some in there. But yes, we do have that. It is handled by Mr. Ron Ballantyne. And he would be able to answer that question. It is posted on our wall, by all means, down at the garage. But I can't tell you what that number is, sir. Any other questions? Thank you. Thank you.
Something kind of more.
Money stuff.
Yes. Music.
There you go. You get so much respect last year.
Oh, yeah.
Can't buy for you.
Could, yeah, and you can make a little game.
Yeah. Trivia.
Yeah, I like it.
Wheel of Fortune. Gene can be random. Flip the letter.
We're trying to make
Janet's
report a little more interesting.
Yeah, so thought maybe we do it like a game show, like Wheel of Fortune, ask a question, it means $100,000. Yes. It has to be so creative. They'd remember it, though.
They would.
Like
that water?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I guess we're not done yet. I'm ready to pack it up.
Myself. All ready, Andrew?
Ready.
Okay. Mr. Scott, thank you. Very informative. It's nice to hear from each department at the end, at the beginning of each year, I guess it is, for what you did last year. Thank you very much. Anyone have anything for the good of the order this evening? Boy. Mr. Vance.
I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spiros.
Corfman?
Yes.
Lorison?
Yes.
Shue?
Yep.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spiros?
Yes.
Our meeting is adjourned. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending.
It's on TV.
That way I don't have to re-iron. Tomorrow. going to wear the same outfits on our time?
Well, will they show this on TV tonight? Will they be anybody watching it?
I don't think they do it that fast.
I will wait until everyone's sitting at our table and then I'll say, Steve, this is
like 4 o'clock
tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the way my son actually sleeps in his clothes and he wears them the next day.
Thanks to you.
I just said to you that I'm saying
is it a good breakfast?
Yeah, there's always a good breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't, are you at our table?
I think I'm with you guys.